This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. Not yet the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You are so stupid. It is. You take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Pleasure to have you with me. Hey, shut up over there. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I do, I so much appreciate the time that you are spending with me, the time you do give me. Yeah, listen, let's be honest about it. It is precious, right? It is precious time. And I'm going to get right into it. First hour, I have a friend. A guy I love. I truly love this guy. I think he's great. His name is Evan Sayet. He's an author, a comedian, commentator, travels all around the country, you know, speaking to groups of conservatives. He's got a book out called The Kindergarten of Eden, How the Modern Liberal Thinks. I always tease him about that. I go, really? Isn't that kind of an oxymoron? But that's beside the point. And he also is known for having the most viewed lecture on in Heritage Foundation history. So, I do appreciate the time you're spending with me. I try to bring you the right people. Got a lot of good stuff tonight. Not that I don't always have good stuff, but we have a lot of good stuff tonight. But let's jump right in. So, I just love so many stories that you guys sent me. They're just wonderful. Here's one that I thought was kind of interesting. So, according to the College Fix, there was a student... A student government hosts a nonpartisan Get Out the Vote event. Now, that in and of itself is cool, right? We wouldn't have any problem with that. They should be doing stuff like this. But really what happened is, it was nonpartisan, so they invited Chelsea Clinton. I mean, what's this nonpartisan but Chelsea Clinton, right? So the Students Association at the University of Wisconsin in Oshkosh. You know, we've had a lot of stories from there recently. Now, I don't know if somebody's there just reporting like crazy because they've about had it, or they've just gotten crazier in a short period of time they've been around, or in this election cycle. I don't know which is which. But the featured speaker for this nonpartisan Get Out the Vote event is Chelsea Clinton. And students registered to attend through her mother's website. So the nonpartisan event forced you to go to a partisan website, right? Now, yet the student government claims the event is nonpartisan and not at all an endorsement of any candidate, including Democrat President Hillary Clinton. I wouldn't want to go near that site, because then they grab your name, and now you get all the Hillary Clinton stuff that you don't want. In a Facebook post Tuesday morning, the Oshkosh Student Association announced the event. It's scheduled for 4:15. It says guest speaker will be Chelsea Clinton. Why not have Eric Trump? Why not have them both there, right? How important it is to get the vote out. Wouldn't that truly be nonpartisan? Seriously. I don't know if Gary Johnson has any kids. Maybe one of his kids could come. Now, the post has a disclaimer. OSA is nonpartisan. The hosting of this event is encouraged through political engagement and should not be seen as an endorsement. Yet the link in the post goes to Clinton's website. Apparently, they don't understand the true meaning of nonpartisan, right? The website lists the event as an official Hillary Clinton event, and the text under the post link. See, it's on her website this way. That's what I've been telling you guys. They're doing it in your face. They don't really care what you think. They don't care if it's against the law. They just don't care. They're above it all. You know, you heard today more and more and more of these emails. talking about where she's coming from. You know, Mrs. Clinton, the mindset that they have, the mindset their whole team has, they are above the law. And yes, the White House was sharing information with the Clinton campaign. Let's stop playing that game.
Well, they never really crossed the line.
Yeah, they did. You've got 650,000 emails. They've only been through a fraction of them, and already they're seeing the links, the connections, the conversations between, you know, this is like, you know, when a jury hears something they shouldn't hear, and a judge says, you'll stricken that from your memory. Yeah, that works out well, don't it? So they think they could separate their jobs with the Clinton Foundation, the Clinton campaign, and being paid staffers at the White House. You can't do it. It's almost impossible. And those emails go into more detail than just a passing conversation. So again, we have a nonpartisan event at a college that makes you register on Hillary Clinton's website. And the website itself says that's not true, that it is a partisan event, that it's a Hillary Clinton event. And the comment under the event says, supporters are getting together to figure out the best way to support Hillary Clinton in our community. We need you to decide. That's just amazing. Now, the Oshkosh Northwestern local newspaper also lists the stop as one of three campaign events for Chelsea Clinton in Wisconsin. Wait, is it a campaign event or is it not? And again, who's going to stop them? Oshkosh students Taylor Strotsky told the College Fix in a Facebook message that the event is clearly partisan. We're not that stupid. The Democratic Party of Wisconsin is supporting the event, and they have the Democratic Party candidate's daughter coming to the campus to discuss her mom's plan for college and that kind of thing, for education. She said the students received multiple emails from the Student Association for the event Tuesday. Now, this is a partisan event using college resources. And they can say it's nonpartisan all they want to. They openly say that Chelsea wants to discuss her mom's plans to address issues that matter to your community, like climate change, making college more affordable, and health care, particularly for women and girls. But yeah, we're all equal. You know what I'm saying? Hey, I'm Joe Bacini, your host. Listen to The Real Side on Genesis Communication Network. We'll be back in a few minutes. Evan Sayed joins me. Don't go far. You're going to miss a lot of fun. Seriously, stay with us. Become a member at Liberty HealthShare. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of The Real Side Radio Show. Liberty HealthShare gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your health care needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks on Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Are you retired or facing retirement and you're afraid your income is going to be less than you'd like? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and I want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current schedule, creating extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusades, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable for the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA. Go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
This is your opinion.
It's a fact.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you on board with me, and I really do appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Let me bring him right on, because I always have so much fun with him, and I run out of time all the time when he's on the show. Evan Sayet joins me. He's a commentator, an author, just a good all-around guy, a comedian. He's the guy we need for this age. He's written a book called Kindergarten of Eden, How the Modern Liberal Thinks, and he has... If I get this right, you owe me dinner. He has the single most viewed lecture in Heritage Foundation history.
I owe you dinner.
Wow! Oh, my God. Quit. That's it. We're done. It's over. Because I will blow it later on. So I don't know what we're going to think.
That's okay. we'll get drunk at dinner, and we'll forget all about it.
Oh, God, Evan. You know, it's been a crazy, what, last two, 3 weeks? I mean, like a roller coaster ride in politics with our buddy Trump and what's going on with Hillary and... And were you surprised last Friday? We'll just jump into this. Were you surprised last Friday when Comey came out with that announcement?
Well, look, what I was surprised at that was his original announcement in which he announced she is guilty, 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 but then said, well, she didn't really mean to do it. So she was reckless with our secrets, as she was for how many years and how many top secret secret and confidential things that she handle recklessly. But we're not going to prosecute her. And it was the original one that was surprising to me. But then, yes, in the face of that, for him to now at this point say, we're reopening this, that's got to be something huge.
I read an article where he said that he never said it was closed to begin with. Which I think is really, really interesting that that's the road one of them is taking. I mean, but most of the Dems, the ones that were praising him, you know, Pelosi and the rest of them, now they're turning around and saying, you know, he's been pressured by the Republicans. I think we threw our hands up after that, shortly after that, did we not?
Well, the notion that somehow we can apply more pressure now than we could have a month ago when, you know, I don't know. All these are technical and legal terms. Did he legally close, or did it just turn into a cold case? You know, I mean, I'm sure he suspended the investigation, suspended his efforts after he came out and made the announcement he was not going to prosecute. So the idea that it had been closed and he reopened, that's a test. Technical standing about of words meaninglessly.
Yeah, no, I agree with you. And hey, where's Aberdeen? Is she? You think she's got like 27 federal marshals around her protecting her right now, or what?
No, I bet you she's back in the palace in Saudi Arabia, you know, with the Muslim Brotherhood, high-fiving each other for the work they accomplished. Can you believe how far into government we got? Can you believe how much we were able to persuade the Obama administration not to overthrow the Iranian government, to pull the troops out of Iraq, to undermine the legitimacy of Israel, to start a civil war in Syria, to get rid of Gaddafi and encourage the Muslim Brotherhood in Libya and get the ambassador killed? Huba, you did great work. Sorry you got caught at the end.
Oh, yeah, she's going to be held. I don't know if the Muslims have saints, but she's going to be held up as a saint for the group.
Well, unfortunately for her, in Islam, being a saint means you're one of those 72.
Ooh, okay. We won't explain it any further. If you don't get it, it's your problem. So is this really this far in? We are what, 7 days away? Six, seven days away. What kind of change is gonna, and I'm watching her numbers fall. And I'm watching people say, you know, at this point I'm just not gonna go vote. Which I think bodes well for the Republican side. But is this really gonna change the dynamics of this election?
Look, there's nothing that has taken place from Donald Trump beating 16 others, many good people, seasoned professionals, to all the things that come out about Trump, the tape of him with Billy Bush. There's none of it that any sane person could have anticipated. So to try to anticipate what goes on from here to a week from now, it's obviously all conjecture. But looking at the numbers, they are showing that people recognize if you elect Hillary Clinton, you're electing a constitutional crisis. If you elect Hillary Clinton within weeks, clearly at the FBI, there is some kind of under-the-radar anger by the mainstream career people who are there, the law enforcement people who really care about the law, dedicated their life to the law. And when Comey made a political decision, I think he saw a rebellion that we don't see, but he saw a rebellion amongst the people who are really patriotic, who are really decent, who really care about the law, who said, this woman cannot be president. This woman should be in jail. And I do. I think you're seeing this amongst the voters as well. They recognize it.
Well, you know, it's really funny. I have an in at the FBI, not high up, obviously, but I have an in at the FBI, and he's been telling me for weeks and weeks and weeks that there's a minor mutiny going on there, that they are just upset. And they're upset because now they look like a bought and paid for organization. Can you imagine the pressure on Comey to do something in there, whether it's resign or fix it? You know, the guys that are supposed to be protecting you are now mad at you. You got a major league problem, right?
Well, look, the Democrats have done an outstanding job of what Democrats do, which is weaponizing everything to go against the people they hate, i.e. Americans, right? So they weaponized the IRS and used it to hurt conservatives and Republicans. They've weaponized and now it appears they've weaponized the FBI. It became a tool of the leftist movement. And I think within the FBI, most especially, much more than the IRS, I mean, what is the ideological, there's another word that I'm looking for, that gets you to become an IRS agent? What is it that you really love and care? But if you enter the FBI, chances are you really love and care law, law and order, justice. That's why you've dedicated your life to this. And so when you didn't see this rebellion within the IRS, and you should have, you did find this rebellion within the FBI, and finally Comey had to give in to the demands of the people who said, just live up to your oath. Nothing more. Stop siding with Hillary. Stop covering for Hillary and just live up to the law. And Comey finally did that.
Yeah, and I'm glad. I'm glad somebody finally grew a spine. But let me ask you a question. We saw the military start to crack against Obama, and first they were pushing back, and then they just started leaving, which I guess that's not a real fight, but they really weren't willing to put up with it anymore. You think this is going to happen all around Hillary? Are we going to see more and more of her? And I know you don't have a crystal ball, but take a guess at this. You think they're going to start
it's
cracking?
It's interesting because you're starting to see some cracks, and you really have to thank WikiLeaks. At first, when Assange first began to do what he was doing, I was outraged. But in reality, he may have saved this nation, because you see, cracks now at CNN, now that it's been exposed that Donna Brazile was stealing questions and giving them to Hillary before the debates. Jeff Zucker, the president, I guess, of CNN, at today's editorial meeting, supposedly railed against Donna Brazile and what she had done and how much that hurts CNN and everybody in the industry.
We got to go for a quick break. We'll be back in a minute. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. Evan Sayet joins me. We got a lot to talk about. Don't fall asleep. Get some coffee. I'm telling you, it's going to be great. We'll be right back. Become a member at Liberty HealthShare. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show. Liberty HealthShare gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your health care needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if you had no contract, no activation fees, no hidden costs, tracking, tracing, harvesting customer data, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G, LTE, GSM, and Sprint networks. Introducing Pix Wireless. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, or unlock GSM phones with Pix, and choose from an arsenal of monthly plans or build your own. Starting at only $2.99 per month. Get connected now. Call or click 1-866-205-9513 or PixWireless.com, spelled PIXWireless.com. Pick Pix and get connected today.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD, and if untreated, could lead to blindness. The good news? AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that may reverse some vision loss. For free AMD information, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. There is a cure in sight.
This is my aunt, and she's come to talk over some old family matters.
I wish I had an aunt look like that.
Well, take it up with your uncle.
We are back. That's the sound of the natives coming after her. I'm Joe Messina, your host. This is The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I do really appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I want to get right back to him. I love having this guy on the show. I consider him a friend and all-around good guy, a guy of integrity. And Evan Sayet joins me. He's an author, comedian, commentator. He's written a book called The Kindergarten of Eden, How the Modern Liberal Thinks. He also has... I'm going to give him a badge for this one. The single most viewed lecture in Heritage Foundation history. Evan, thanks so much for being with me today.
Not only do you get dinner now, for getting it right twice in a row, you get dessert.
Ooh. We'll have to go to New York. I want good regatta cheesecake. Nobody really knows what I'm talking about. You might, but not very many people know that.
Please, I'm from New York. The family's from Brooklyn. It's as close, yeah.
Yeah, you got it.
It's as authentic as you get.
That's right. So, hey, we were talking about the cracks in the media, and you were on it, and it almost seems to have happened overnight, really. You know, what is that, Coffee with Joe, Morning Coffee with Joe on MSNBC and a few of the others. They are starting to crack, and even... I haven't seen it yet, authenticated this, but Chris Matthews, I hear, went off on a rant against her.
Yeah, it was so unbelievable that I wasn't sure it wasn't something from 2012 where he was arguing for Barack Obama, because he was saying, if you want things to stay the way they are, if you want a continuation of wars that are wasteful and harmful, if you want a continuation of the violence in the streets, if you want a continuation of terrorism, if you want a continuation of a stagnant economy, then you vote for Hillary. And, wow, I mean, if that's what he said just the other day, yeah, that really does sound... Now, he couched it in terms of, if I were Donald Trump, here's what I would say. But nonetheless, for him to have said that, it really truly is surprising. This is the guy who 8 years ago had no problems acknowledging that he got a sexual tingle up his thigh when he listened to Barack Obama speak. You know, so this is a guy who doesn't always have that ability to edit himself, and he said something honest.
Yep.
But you're seeing this crack begin in the media. And again, it wasn't out of nowhere. It was the revelations of WikiLeaks. If WikiLeaks hadn't exposed that Donna Brazile had stolen questions and given them to Hillary Clinton before the debate. I mean, that certainly, you know, people are complaining that, that Comey is affecting the election. The media is affecting the elections. Of course, we've known this, but here's proof positive of not just bias. This borders on criminality by a major news network aiding and abetting the election of one candidate over another. And even the folks, you know, not everybody in the news media is purely corrupt. They tend to be ideologically corrupt, which leads them to bias. But many of them are corrupt. That is, they knowingly lie because they want the D's to win. Others are simply biased and therefore report much the same things, but they do believe themselves. These are, like I said about the FBI, people who got into law enforcement tend to do so because they have a certain desire, certain belief in the rightness of law. And people who enter journalism very often enter because they have a real belief in the Woodward Bernstein, that they have a responsibility to speak truth to power, that they have a responsibility to be the force of branch.
I got to ask you this, you know, and you, I don't know, you may or may not like what I'm going to say, but you give an American people way too much credit. You know, you talk about, Woodward and Bernstein. Are we that society today? Do we want the honesty? Do we want the truth? Because people have been watching what's going on with Hillary for years, and it didn't seem to sway them at all.
Yeah, I think we have reached a point where we recognize the depth of the horror that we are facing, that we are literally facing the end of the world as we know it. You know, I make this point in my book, and it's such an important point, that you and I grew up in a society, and everybody who was born after us grew up in a world in which nothing bad could really happen.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I make this point all the time, and it's so profound. I don't mean it's profound thinking on my part. It's profound in its importance. Every human being who ever lived in a world in which they could die of a communicable disease. Except us. We are the only people since Adam and Eve where there was no such thing as polio, smallpox, chickenpox, mm-hmm. measles. Now, these things are starting to return. These things, there's a mystery illness killing children in Washington State. Measles have returned because of the illegal immigrants. All right, the plague has been seen in America for the first time in half a century. All right, so these things are starting to hit home. People see when they take their children to school what it is they're learning. And we're starting to realize, you know, bad things do exist in this world, and the only reason that they haven't up until now is because America is great. And if we don't make America great again, you know, to coin a phrase, then we are going to become just like the rest of the world, and even worse, just like the rest of the world used to be before America.
Man, I got to tell you something. Last week, just for what it's worth, I was afraid. I started to get afraid. I started getting that dark, sinking feeling, you know, and it came at a time when I'm thinking about everything that Mr. Obama's gotten away with, and people around him have gotten away with. And if she gets in there, you and I both know people that have said she's 50 times worse than he is. She has.
Well, not only is she.
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, not only is she 50 times worse than he is, but he has now set the precedent. He has now set the bar. He is now, you know, I often talk about him being worse in Iran than Jimmy Carter was because he got the start where Jimmy Carter finished. You know, Jimmy Carter had to put the Ayatollahs in power. Obama got to take over, and the Ayatollahs were already in power, so now he gets to help them get the nuclear bomb. You know, Hillary gets to start with totally ignoring Congress, totally ignoring the Constitution, bringing in illegal aliens by, I'd say the boatloads, but that might be misconstrued. You know, and so all the damage that Obama has already done, that's just the starting point. That's just a precedent that's already been proved is acceptable.
Yeah, I am amazed to watch what's going on around us. But I've been saying it for a long time. You and I have been on the phone together and on the line together talking about how it scares me that who is going to stop this team? Only the Americans can do it. And I'm not so sure anymore that the Americans are actually paying attention or actually even get it.
There's one more thing that's being chipped away at.
Makes me feel better.
Time in our lifetime, and that's that we're starting to see not just talk of, but actually action against the voter fraud that is the centerpiece of Democratic Party politics since the Democratic Party first came into being. I mean, fraud is without fraud, without the media, lies, the Democratic Party wouldn't exist. And we're starting to see, like in Pennsylvania, you're starting to see raids on certain locations and the police getting involved and our side standing up and actually going and monitoring these polling places. And you're starting to see some action. You know, and by the way, there's shipping away in the black community as well. The black community is not supporting Hillary Clinton the way that they usually do for
That's
Democrats.
Right. Yeah. I haven't had, Evan, I haven't had one, black American call my show, write my show, write me an email, or respond to anything I post and said, I'm not voting for that guy, I'm voting for my girl Hillary. Not a one.
No, I don't see it. And I go out of my way, wherever I am, to begin conversations about politics. You know, I start lightheartedly. But whether I'm at the supermarket, or whether I'm at the dry cleaner, whether I'm out of town, doing a show, wherever I am, I go out of my way to begin conversations in the hopes of maybe switching somebody. I mean, you know, my policy, adopt a Democrat, because if we all just change one person, we double our numbers. And wherever I go, no matter the ethnicity, whether black, white, Asian, even Middle Eastern, Arabic, even Muslims that I have spoken to, not a one of them has come out vocally and firmly in support of Hillary.
No, no. And a matter of fact, I've got, believe it or not, I have friends that are gay. And they're telling me they don't want to support her either because, And thank God, you know, some of the people I deal with don't look at everything from a social standpoint, what she can do or what government can do for them. She just sees, or he just sees the Hillary just bad for America, period, as a whole. Listen, we got to go for a quick break, and when we come back, I want to you know, wrap up with you and find out, does she win? Come on, look at your crystal ball while we're on break, and we'll find out if she wins. I'm Joe Mancini, your host. You listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Head up to the website, therealside.com. You can watch live, listen live, take the poll. If you're a Facebook freak, we're live on Facebook as well. We'll be back in a couple of minutes. Don't go far. Evan Sayet joins me. You don't want to miss any of this.
Has neck, back, or shoulder pain got you down? Go to sunshine-pillows.com and get soothing comfort, support, and pain relief fast. Their microwavable heat therapy pillows and wraps treat neck and shoulder pain, reduce stress, and relax the soul. An ergonomic pillow from Sunshine Pillow supports your head and neck on long trips or when simply resting at home. Be good to yourself. Visit sunshine-pillows.com. Sunshine-pillows.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Ealy. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-9256. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-9256. Call 1-800-958-9256. 1-800-958-9256.
Why, I've never been so insulted in my life.
Well, it's early yet.
Back. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you by my side. Appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. We've been graced with the telephonic presence of Evan Sayet. He's an author, comedian, commentator, author of Kindergarten of Eden, How the Modern Liberal Thinks. He also is known for having the single most viewed lecture in Heritage Foundation history. Evan, thanks so much for being. I have so much fun when you're on the show.
Oh, me too. Why do you think I keep coming back?
While we were at break, I'm looking at some of the emails and tweets and stuff going by about Aberdeen. And you know what I think is really funny about this is they're doing everything they can to deflect. And I can't believe how stupid these people are. First, they're saying that all this has to do with the Russians and Trump. They could directly tie Trump to the Russians. Now they've got absolutely no proof whatsoever, but they're trying to get people to buy this, and they're trying to get people to ignore what we're actually reading in the FBI emails that are being released and in the WikiLeaks emails. I mean, one thing to say that WikiLeaks is lying. It's a whole other thing to say the FBI is lying, isn't it?
Well, and that's the thing. They're not even saying anybody's lying. They're just saying, yeah, it's all true, but he got it from the Russians. You know, they're not saying it's not true.
Yeah, I love it. I think it's hilarious. Who was the?
But this is what Democrats do. If you remember, Harry Reid simply made up and on the floor of the United States Senate simply declared that Mitt Romney paid nothing in taxes. It was an outright, bald-faced lie But it made the news. And by the way, Reed was asked afterwards, how do you feel about having lied about that? He said, he's not in the White House, is he? He was perfectly fine with being a liar, because you have to understand, for the Democrats, nothing matters but winning. It's all Saul Alinsky. You know, and Saul Alinsky was not about what to fight for. He was not about how to be moral or decent. Saul Alinsky is all about how to destroy anyone who gets in the way of your wealth and power. And that's how Democrats behave. Anybody who gets, you know, it's funny, they made such a big deal about Sarah Palin targeting a district. If you remember back when Bill Clinton ran, he called his headquarters the War Room. And that's how they see it. It's war, and they don't care who they hurt, who they destroy, who they lie about. Look, these are people who will put an innocent filmmaker in jail to cover their ass because they're responsible for the death of an ambassador.
Yeah, you know what? They're not gonna put her in jail, though. They're not gonna go if she loses the presidency. I mean, I feel bad for her because I know Trump isn't going to give up easy because he knows what's coming down on him. If she wins, he needs to find himself a castle in Sicily that he can have armed guards around, right? I mean, she's not going to be relentless.
She's going to be relentless. On the other hand, look, Obama's going to pardon her. Obama's going to pardon her for one very simple reason. Obama is in this up to his neck as well. You know, she didn't do anything Obama didn't know about. Obama was sending her secret emails using a fake name to her private server. All right, he was in on this from day one as well. So of course he's going to pardon her. I think that's going to turn the stomachs of collective America.
Yeah, but they have to believe it, though. See, this has been my problem all along, and I know even some of my listeners get mad at me, and I keep telling them, look, if this doesn't pertain to you, it doesn't pertain to you. Get over yourself. But the average American today, look, they're getting their information in 140 characters or less. Their smartphone is their god. The Dems are always right. The Republicans are always bad. I don't, you know, we've got people who think we gained independence in, what, 1964, and I did a story last night about the average college student who thinks Americans ushered in slavery.
Right, and it's heartbreaking, and it, you know who it's saddest for is actually the children themselves who have had their education stolen from them because liberals don't care about anything other than advancing their fascist ideology. There's, you know, like Hitler had his Hitler Youth, and their job was to serve Hitler.
Right.
Well, they see the universities and the schools as a place to train the next generation of fascists to vote Democrat. That's all they see the schools as. And in fact, if you attempt to educate the children, like the NYU professor, you get fired.
Yeah, I know, And I'm amazed. I look at this stuff and I say, here it is in black and white in front of your face. And our young people still go back and you listen to them. I listen to them. They're still repeating the mantra of the left. They have been so ingrained.
Some no, some yes and some no. And there's some information. And let me tell you twofold why that doesn't overly concern me. One, as much as they've been lied to in the schools, they get that what they're saying isn't racist. Yeah, you have your snowflakes that you read about, and then because they're the leader of the school or they're the loudest ones.
Right.
You know, I mean, one thing, this is an odd segue, but one thing that should be really encouraging is with all the lies and the help of the President of the United States, all the lies and the help of the top Democrat, the standard bearer of the Democratic Party, Black Lives Matter is 8 people. You know, if this were really a movement, where is this movement? Why aren't they all the time the way that the real civil rights movement, which of course the Democrats opposed, the Democrats fought tooth and nail against it, just like they had to be shot dead in order to end the Democrat Party policy of slavery. With all the help, where is this real movement? It's nowhere but on CNN, the home of Donna Brazile. It's nowhere in the streets. Where do you see it? Where's the sit-ins at Woolworth? I mean, so all these things that we think are really huge because CNN plays them up as if they're real and important, they don't really exist to that extent.
No.
And there are, in fact, a lot of backlash on the university from kids who want to go out on Halloween and just have a good time, or from kids who want to go to class and be taught the truth and who recognize. And as the leftist racism and Jew hatred on campus grows, so is the backlash. The second thing that's really always been promising to me is this idea that because the young people vote Democrat, oh, we're in trouble because in 20 years they're still going to vote Democrat. No, a lot of us voted Democrat when we were young and stupid and naive. Right?
Yeah, you're right.
We all know people, lots of people, who grew up to become Republicans. We don't know anybody who grew up to become a Democrat. And so these naive, protected snowflakes, when they enter the real world, a good many of them are going to say, wait a second, I worked hard for my money. Why am I giving it away? You know, wait a second, I paid for my health insurance. Why are my premiums doubling and tripling and quadrupling so that somebody who didn't get a job now has health insurance? And so as they enter the real world is that moment where most of us then grow up to become Republicans, and people in the entertainment industry and academia and journalism stay Democrats forever.
Yeah, you know, it's funny you should say that, because I was a Democrat all my life in Massachusetts. I came here, I think I was a Democrat for 2 years. When I started really seeing, because, you know, in Massachusetts, it's in the air, it's in the DNA, they inject it in the water you drink and everything, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, you come here and you say to yourself, well, wait a minute, these people believe this and these people, and there's a mix of the two. You know, at the time when I came here 30 years ago, it wasn't like it is today. But you don't get that in the, you know, when you're in Massachusetts, Republicans are just Satan's spawn. That's all there is to it.
Right. And you don't get that when you're locked on a college campus. But here's another lie. You know, when Hillary says women can't be, you know, because there's sexism in America, and then they go home for a summer vacation and they spend it with their senior vice president of Hewlett Packard, you know, their mom, or they see their sister, the head of oncology at the Meiji, and they say, wait a second. What are they talking about? Women in America accomplish exactly as much as men do. What is the sexism that they're screaming and yelling and, forgive me, but whining about?
Oh, no. You can use those words here. I don't have a problem with that. You know, it's really funny when they start screaming about, Hillary starts screaming about Donald's finger being on the button, right? We don't want him that close to the codes. It's okay to have, we don't want him that close to the codes, but she's okay giving the codes to other countries, you know, giving the key to the door, if you would, to other countries. It's amazing to me, you know?
Right, and, you know, and somebody asked me about that, and I really have a hard time believing that Donald Trump, who spent his life building things, is going to spend his life now destroying things. But given the choice between Donald, my concern about Donald using the bomb and my knowledge that Hillary will make sure every one of our enemies has the bomb, whether it's Iran using it against us, I'm much more afraid of that. Sorry, they're coming to take me away. But, yeah. You know, I'm much more afraid of a world in which the Democrats aid and abet every one of our enemies while weakening us at home than I am about the possibility of Donald Trump being insane and Dr. Strangelove.
Yeah, I look at who's going to put around him, and this is what I keep telling people. Stop playing the political game. You look at who he's surrounding himself with, you look at who he's going to surround himself with, you look at his choices for the Supreme Court. Even if he doesn't do 100%, he's going to be 100% better than her. Listen, we're up against it. Parting words of wisdom for my friend Evan.
You asked me to hold up, look at my crystal ball, and with every caveat that you need in an election like this, I don't see how the American people elect this disgusting woman. I mean, I hate to say it like this, but it seems to work with people. I say, he's stupid, he's vulgar, he's crass, she's evil. And I'm going to vote for stupid, vulgar, and crass over evil every time.
You're my man. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Got to go. We'll be back in just a little bit. Don't go far. I got a lot more for you. A lot more craziness for you on the other side.